from high above ringside, T-Mobile Arena in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Saturday, March 9th, 2024, and this is Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Look out, a loose puck comes in front. Kane is stopped. Hill on his side covers. Aiden Hill, much like he did early last game against the Canucks, staying in the crease, compact, and using the size to his advantage. Most he's had in a game with the Knights. Now out in front, backhander wide from Marchessault as he was losing his balance. Another try, save Reimer. A third try stopped. Reimer on top of it. Now he gets the whistle. Jonathan Marchessault with several attempts all around the crease. Puck comes in front of the Vegas net. McNabb got a piece to direct it away from the slot. Stevenson starts the breakout. Theodore finds Dorofeev coming into the zone. Pulls, shoots, score! Held on to the puck. Whipped it down low. Pavel Dorofeev back in the lineup and back on the scoreboard. Eighth goal of the season in his 30th game. The Knights score first. 1-0 over the Red Wings. 9 minutes into the game. Eichel turns up ice. Onside, right circle, Eichel centers, Marchessault stopped, another try, knocked down, Barbashev reaching, it's a loose puck, Reimer on top, and now he gets a whistle, might have a penalty too. Yeah. Petrangelo in front, and it's on goal, Reimer appeared to be in the goal when he made the save. Referee makes no signal other than to stop play. He's talking with Nick Waugh. Nick nods his head. Looks like they're going to review this.
Oh, for sure, yeah, and Hanifin just gave Nick Waugh a little pat in the back. Like, you just scored, buddy. We'll see.
The officials did get on the headsets during that stoppage in play, but there's been no official announcement of any kind. There's no goal.
No.
There's no evidence that would support a goal. Berggren back across the green. It's a turnover. Eichel ahead with Marchessault. Eichel on the right to Marchessault. He scores! The Knights, 33 goals for Jonathan Marchessault. A 2-on-1, Eichel to Marchessault for the finish.
Hanifin breaks this up. It's an odd man rush at the other end. Hanifin breaks it up. Eichel gallops up the right side and waits for Marchessault to catch up. Jonathan doesn't have his hips wide open for his patented shot, but still gets it off. Reimer very slow getting over to that side of the net, and Jonathan, one of the best at scoring in flight. What a shot.
Loose puck is behind the Vegas net. Theodore there to the far side. 30 seconds to go in the frame. Left point shot, score! Tipped in front, and the Red Wings are on the board. Mo Sider from high on the left put it towards the goal. Rasmussen got a piece on the way to the net, and it's a 2-1 Vegas lead. 27 seconds to go in the first period. Wings go D to D. Sherratt fires from center, pushed away by the pads of Hill. And the period comes to a close. Dorofeev and Marchessault score for Vegas. Rasmussen scores for the Wings. 2-1 Golden Knights after 20. Let's go downstairs now and welcome Chandler Stevenson to the broadcast. Hi, Chandler. Dan Duva here in the radio booth. Thanks very much for coming by. How about Pavel Dorofeev getting back in the lineup and a goal to boot?
Yeah, it's good to see. I know that it's not tough missing games and being away from injury, so it's just good for the confidence, and I'm sure he's happy about it.
What did you think of the first period overall?
Good. I mean, that's what we want to do, how we want to play. Just more of that.
19 shots on goal, and hey, Pavel gets that marker to go. Great for him, but I wonder, given the way that things have gone recently, falling behind early, getting that first goal, how much that does for you guys?
Yeah, it's obviously nice at home. They played last night, so I know that we want to take advantage of that and take advantage of being at home. And just good to play with the lead, not come from behind like we have been lately.
Around behind, and Justin Holt loses it. Taken by Watt, left circle, a shot, save Reimer. Rebound was there. Kolesar couldn't quite reach it. With 12 seconds on the power play, Rasmussen clears down. There's a scrap behind the play. Marchessault is pounding away. The referee tries to get in. Reimer tries to get in there too. Now the linesmen have joined the fray. It's Jonathan Marchessault wailing away.
I think it's Sider. Oh, no, it's Compher.
JT Compher is the Red Wing. If you didn't see his number, you could tell by his bright red hair. Compher at 6 foot flat, Illinois born forward. Jonathan Marchessault listed at 5'9", and the crowd loves that scrap. Stevenson picks it off, then gives it up. Compher shoots, Hill the save, reacting to his right blocker side. Rink wide left to the point for a shot wide from Cotter. We've scored against the Wings when these teams met in Detroit back in January. Wofford Cotter, another try save. Up with the right shoulder for James Reimer. Petrangelo just holding in his own zone, hands it off to Hanifin, and that does it for the period. Nobody scores in the second, and the score remains Golden Knights 2, Red Wings 1 at T-Mobile Arena. Let's go downstairs now as Nicholas Haig is ready to join us. Hey, Nick, Dan Duva and Gary Lawless here in the radio booth. Thanks for coming by. It's a close game. What do you think of how it's gone so far?
Yeah, close game for sure. I think we're doing a lot of good things. It's that time of year, right? Just try to string shifts together, get some ozone time, and I think we're able to do that there, for especially in the second half. I thought our forecheck got going, and we're being physical and getting pucks back. So,
Nick, what's it like in the room today after everything that transpired over the last week?
I think there's a sense of excitement, right? We're obviously added some really good players, and listen, it's no secret what our goal is. So, I think it's exciting, and I think everyone's just looking forward to gearing up and getting our game right, and and really stringing together some wins, especially down the stretch.
Left circle and a shot wide of the cage. Clanks off the glass, stays in play. On the right side, Berggren. From Kopp out high, Sider score! The tip in from Compher, 2-2 tie. Two tip-in goals. Back in the first, Rasmussen at even strength. And now in the third period, JT Compher on the power play. It's a brand new game, 2-2, 17-16 to go, third period.
Compher finds a little soft ice behind Petrangelo and Hanifin. Sider gets it through to him, and it's a tip that goes up over the shoulder of Aiden Hill. Both goals tonight, Aiden Hill has had no chance on.
Puck comes up into the face of Compher. Eichel gets it back. Left from McNabb. He pulls. He shoots. Score! Brendan Brisson was in the slot. After the McNabb drive, Vegas takes a 3-2 lead. 9:53 to go in the third. McNabb says, yep. Brisson says, it was you. McNabb gets his third goal, and it puts the Knights on top, 3-2.
Well, that's as easy as getting a shot on goal, Dan. That's their first shot on goal in the period. As you had said, they get one on and they beat Reimer.
Played really well today. Look out. Friendly fire. Kolesar went down. Wah went careening over top of him. 3-on-3 the other way, and a shot blocked. Fourth man for the Wings gets the puck. Score! Gostis Bear finishes it off, and we've got a 3-3 tie. Wah gets to the bench in obvious discomfort after he was sent head over heels in the Detroit zone, running into a fallen Keegan Kolesar. The Wings in transition, a 3-on-3, the Knights survived, but then there was nobody to defend Gostis Bear or Perron. The two of them were in front with only Aiden Hill to beat, and Gostis Bear, the defenseman, delivers his 10th goal. A backhander downstairs to make it a 3-3 game, 9:16 to go in the third period. Gostis Bear from Compher and Perron, the goal that tied it up. Now it's Raymond getting behind the D. Hill the save. Rebound in front. Diving stop. Another try. Goes to the goal line. Where's the puck? It is at the goal line under a massive humanity. Kopp, the lone Red Wing, in there. Carlson on his knees in the goal. Aiden Hill on his belly in the crease. 4:06 to go in the third period. 3-3 tie. Raymond with the first attempt on his backhand. Got his own rebound. Put it out in front. Great look for Petrie, the defenseman. Hill made the save. Wasn't sure where the puck went. Then two players went into the goal, but apparently not the puck. Eichel looking up top. He's got Hanifin. Rink wide right, Petrangelo. Wrist shot blocked. Tie up in the slot. Eichel shoots, save. Rebound, Marchessault, who scores! the day, 34th of the season. The Knights take the lead back from in tight once again. After a Petrangelo shot was knocked down, Barbashev sets up Eichel, who went airborne, falling over as he shot. Marchessault gets the rebound, goal at close range to put the Knights in the lead 4-3. Out across to DeBrinket, couldn't handle the pass, takes it behind. Vegas a takeaway, Hanifin to Barbashev, out to center, Marchessault, hat trick! Third hat trick for Marchessault. 5-3 Golden Knights, 1:07 to play in regulation. Goals 33, 34, and 35. Jonathan Marchessault with another banner performance. The Knights have a two-goal lead once again, and this time it's with 1:07 to play.
Vegas needed a lot of people to step up tonight, and they got a great performance from Aiden Hill, but no bigger performance than from this line. Eichel, Barbashev, and Marchessault, they've all been tremendous.
It's going to be a four-point day for Jack Eichel. Barbashev will get the primary assist there. Sixth career hat trick for Marchessault, three of them this season. Nearly lost at center. It comes back to the Vegas side. Theodore gives it a try. Knocked down. 5 seconds left. Hack to neutralize by Watt. 2-1-0. Vegas 5, Detroit 3. Flamingos are out for the first time in a month. Vegas snaps the skid with a 5-3 win. They never trailed. Gave up a 2-0 lead. Took it back 3-2. Took it back 4-3, and they finish with a Marchessault hat trick. The go-ahead and insurance goals for Marchessault in the third period to give the Knights a much-needed victory. Two more standings points, up to 75 for the season to secure a postseason spot. Two goals in a minute 37 for Marchessault. And Vegas is, with a sigh, back in the win column.